Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's funny, the Wall Street Journal is just talking about the sadness of today being the day after Labor Day weekend, and I actually kind of felt that this morning. And I guess their advice is to exercise and eat better. I'm not sure I'm going to follow those words of wisdom. But on today's program, Michael Cohen here, by the way, with producer Desi Simmons. On today's show, a new book calls on progressives to change their strategy as they face off against conservatives. The author of the book, Loser Liberalism, will be joining me. And the Tea Party not happy with the head of the Teamsters Union after comments he made during the president's visit to Detroit yesterday. I'll get the details from a Tea Party official. But first, in about 24 hours, controversial Florida pastor Terry Jones will be right here in Lansing at the Capitol for a rally, and he'll be speaking on the topic of the destructive force of Islam. It's certain to draw some strong reaction. Pastor Jones joins me now to talk about his viewpoints and the event. Welcome to the program, Pastor.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Now, you know, the Greater Lansing Islamic Society invited you to dinner while you're in town. Their spokesman saying that as a man of God, hopefully you understand that part of being godly is extending a hand of friendship. So how about it? Will you be having a meal with the local Muslim community?
Well, for one thing, I've actually never been officially invited. I have heard this several times through different news outlets. But I have personally not been contacted by them for an invitation.
I see. And what about the idea that if you were to sit with Muslims, local Muslims, and spend some time, that there'd likely be some kind of an understanding met between you and these Muslim groups?
Well, I have actually done that many times. I've talked to many imams. I've talked to, of course, many Muslims. My problem with that is that Muslims seem to talk a good talk. In other words, they talk the peace talk, but they don't actually really walk the walk. They talk about peace. I don't see any peace around the world in Muslim-dominated countries. I don't see them standing up loudly against 9/11. I see no financial contributions for the rebuilding the Ground Zero area. Right now in Michigan, there is the bill there, I believe, the 4769, which would ban all types of foreign law be instituted in the Constitution.
Right.
In our law, I don't see them standing up for that. In other words, my experience in Europe of 30 years and my experience with Muslims is that indeed they are very intelligent people. And they talk the talk, but when it comes actually down to it, they do not really hold to their word.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You do agree, then, that the vast majority of Muslims are peaceful people, like every group of people in this world. They want to work, they want to raise a family, and they want to live by their beliefs. Now, what is your why do you think it is that that they don't directly discount or they don't address radical Muslim violence that we see in the world?
Well, I would definitely agree and definitely hope that most Muslims are peace-loving people, especially the ones in the United States, that they desire just to have a so-called normal life and obey our Constitution. And, of course, our problem is not with those Muslims. Our mm-hmm. problem is with the radical element of Islam or the element that wants to institute Sharia and somehow bypass, add to, or dilute our Constitution. There we have a very great problem.
But why are the majority of Muslims not speaking out against this fringe radical element within their religion that is actually causing all this violence that we see?
Yeah, I think they don't do it because that's why a lot of people, for the same reason that a lot of people don't do it. I think with Islam there's associated a lot of fear. And I think that even Muslims who are moderate, even though they are of our opinion, they are very fearful to stand up because they themselves are afraid of the radical element of Islam of that particular violent level. Because indeed, I think it's very strange. We've seen that any time great catastrophes have happened. I mean, we look at what happened in Germany. We look how Germany gave financial restitution. Germany spoke out against their Nazi time and their Nazi era. And that in the Muslim community, we really miss. I mean, there's no during 9/11, no national day of repentance.
But
there's no large sums of money being donated for the rebuilding.
But you're saying that they could be a target of violence themselves, moderate Muslims, if they directly renounce these radicals.
Yes, that could definitely happen. That happens around the world.
What are they to do then? I mean, in this type of a situation, are they supposed to risk their lives and their families' lives?
I think they should, yes. I think they should stand up. I think that we should not be afraid, whether it be us as Christians, non-Christians, unbelievers, Muslims. I think that we cannot allow fear to dominate our First Amendment rights. We must speak our mind. I think definitely that some of them should join with us.
Mm-hmm.
We are not against them. We are not against the Quran in that sense. We definitely are not against their First Amendment rights. We are against the radical element of Islam and against Sharia law.
Okay,
and
now,
if they are law-abiding American citizens, they should also be of that opinion.
I want to talk about 9/11 and what we've seen since then, since there have been attacks. But first, let's talk about Sharia, Islamic law. There's a bill here in Michigan that is looking to outlaw foreign laws, and that it would include Sharia.
Yes.
The Muslim community here says, look, there's been no attempt whatsoever to institute Sharia law in Michigan in any real way. And this is this bill is essentially, they'll even use the word racist, and is directed towards their community to, in a sense, create suspicion and mistrust against them. Why are we making these kinds of moves now? Isn't it a bit premature?
I think definitely not. Like I said, I spent 30 years in Europe. In Europe, we see the slow development there. We have very, very many problems in Europe, almost in every single European nation. In England, Anjan Chowdhury has already declared Sharia zones, no-go zones, in other words, zones that non-Muslims are not allowed to go into. I think the Muslim community, unless they have a hidden agenda to institute Sharia, let's say they do not, let's believe the best, then I think they are making a very great mistake by not supporting such a bill, because that would definitely ease the mind of the normal American if they were to stand up and say, yes, we want the Constitution, we want only the Constitution, we will support that bill.
But now Sharia, let me just say, is also, it's not only a legal system, essentially, but it's also a personal one that involves their own behavior and their relationship with other people, familial relationships, and so on. Don't Muslims have the right to, when it comes to their own families, live by or essentially have structures of understanding that abide by the Sharia law?
I think absolutely not. I think if they live in this country, as I said, I lived in a foreign country for 30 years. If you move to this country, then you must be willing at that time, if you want to call it, to make those compromises, to integrate into the society and adapt the laws of that land. You can still, of course, keep your customs. You can, to some degree, I guess, keep your language. But as far as the general laws of the land, I believe that you must adapt them.
I'm talking to Florida Pastor Terry Jones. He will be here in Lansing tomorrow. You know, Pastor Jones, there have been no attacks here on the U.S. mainland since 9/11. For all the talk of radical Islam, it's certainly the last thing Americans are now worried about when you look at our economy and so many other problems. Why should we not believe that really that the worst is behind us when it comes to radical Islam?
Yeah, because radical Islam definitely has an agenda. I think the very perfect example that we can look at very good is, of course, Europe there. Europe, of course, ignored this problem for many generations, and now they have a huge problem. So the time to attack this problem is while we do not have a great problem. That's why a very good thing would be to simply institute nationwide the banning of Sharia. That way, I believe all Americans would say, okay, fine, they want the Constitution, they want to obey the laws of the land,
mm-hmm.
Their religion is protected under the First Amendment, that is not a problem. I believe that the time is to do something. The time to do something is before there's a great problem, and not wait until there is one.
I want to shift to something slightly different here. I mean, we see all kinds of extremist groups, radical groups, apocalyptic groups that many times can be Christian. in this country, and that may indicate, these groups may indicate a specific date, or they essentially say the end of the world is near. When you look at all these kinds of hardcore religious outlooks, aren't they all dangerous in a sense?
Oh, I think to a certain degree, they're probably all a little bit dangerous, but not to the degree of radical Islam, because most of them are limited to a real strict theology. Like I said, the end of the world, or maybe the way you should act or dress or do or not do. In other words, most of them are limited to some type of theology. Radical Islam is actually promotes violence. As you know, Islam, the word itself, means submission. So I think there's definitely a difference when we look around the world in Muslim-dominated countries. Great example, of course, is Saudi Arabia. That's the birthplace of Islam. There is absolutely no human rights, civil rights, or religious freedom. So I think there's definitely quite a big difference.
Do you think that any devoutly religious person, whether they're Muslim or Christian or any other religion, should pursue changing their viewpoint of their religions? I mean, it seems like something that any religious person would particularly resist doing.
Oh, I think definitely, and I think that's definitely true, and I think as long as it stays in the area of theology, in other words, definitely Muslims have a different opinion of Jesus than Christians do. They have the Quran, we have the Bible, they have a different view, let's say, of salvation than we do. I think all of these religious views are, of course, proper, protected under the First Amendment. There is absolutely no need for them to change those views if they do not desire to or come to a different conviction. But when it goes and starts to get into the laws of the land, the Constitution, then I believe that we must all adapt to one law or one Constitution or one set of laws. And in the United States of America, it's the U.S. Constitution.
But isn't the reality in a country like ours, the majority rules and the majority sets the laws? I mean, we've had our Constitution's been changed. We've had all kinds of amendments that have changed as our country's changed. Isn't that likely to also occur as time goes on and our population changes here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think that will occur some. I think that we have to definitely maintain the human rights aspect, the civil rights aspect, the women's rights aspect, and actually the aspect of true freedom of religion without persecution, without some type of retribution, and that we do not see in Islam, Quran-dominated countries, and that is, of course, our concern and what we believe that Sharia could eventually bring with it.
Okay. Pastor Terry Jones from Florida, you are going to be here in Lansing tomorrow then. The rally, I think, is at 6 p.m.?
That's correct. That's correct.
And then you're going to New York City on September 11th. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going there. We're going to do a rally there at Times Square on September the 10th. And then on September the 11th, we will be at Ground Zero and the Ground Zero Mosque.
Florida Pastor Terry Jones, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Coming up next.